Welcome back. Today we're taking the Copilot reference material and focusing on the part that can feel slippery. Billing, GitHub AI credits, and model choice.
Slippery is the word. A learner opens Copilot, sees a model name, sees a plan limit somewhere else, and wonders, am I about to spend something?
Exactly. Appendix K is a broad reference for Copilot in VS Code and GitHub. Shortcuts, chat, agents, plugins, instructions, accessibility workflows, and pricing. But model names, limits, and availability change often, so the safer skill is learning where to check and how to choose.
So we are not trying to memorize a frozen chart. We are trying to make good decisions when the chart changes.
Let's ground this in the everyday Copilot surfaces first. Inline suggestions are the ghost text that appears in your editor, and the core keys are Tab to accept, Escape to reject, Control plus right arrow or CMD plus right arrow to accept one word, Alt plus or Option plus for the next suggestion, and Control plus Enter or CMD plus Enter for the full suggestion list.
And for screen reader users, the big one is Accessible View, right?
Yes, when a suggestion or response appears, Alt plus F2 on Windows or Linux, and Option plus F2 on Mac OS opens Accessible View. It gives you the content in a readable pane instead of making you chase streaming text, and Control plus slash or CMD plus slash can insert a suggestion from that view.
What about chat itself?
In VS Code, Control plus Alt plus I often opens the chat panel, Control plus I or CMD plus I opens inline chat at the cursor, and Control plus Enter or CMD plus Enter sends a message. If a keymap differs, the command palette is your fallback. Search for the chat command by name.
And context is where people get tripped up too. They ask a good question, but Copilot does not know what they meant.
Right, you can type at participants to scope context, such as at GitHub for GitHub data or at terminal for terminal output. You can also attach specific context with hash variables, hash selection for selected text, hash file for a file picker, hash codebase for workspace search, hash GitHub repo for a repository you can access, and hash terminal last command for the last command and output. For new prompts, hash codebase is usually the better choice than the older at workspace habit.
Then slash commands and modes sit on top of that.
Yes, slash commands like slash explain, slash fix, slash test, slash doc, slash new, slash help, slash clear, slash init, and slash save prompt give Copilot a specific action. Modes change how much Copilot can do. Ask answers, edit proposes diffs, agent can work across files and tools, and plan writes an implementation plan before code is changed. The model selector is separate from the mode selector, usually near the bottom of the chat input area.
So where does the model actually touch the workflow?
In ask mode, the model affects the quality, speed, and style of the explanation. In edit mode, it affects the proposed diff. In agent mode, it affects planning, tool use, file edits, and terminal choices. In review workflows, it can affect how Copilot summarizes or critiques a pull request.
That makes model choice feel bigger than just picking a smarter chatbot.
It is bigger. Appendix K also covers the wider ecosystem. The VS Code Agents window, Smart Actions, the Experimental Browser Agent, Plan Agent, Copilot Spaces for Team Knowledge, MCP servers for tools such as accessibility scanning, and the awesome Copilot plugin ecosystem. There are also GitHub Cloud Agents and third-party agents that can be assigned work and produce pull requests.
Which sounds powerful, but also like something you should review carefully.
Absolutely. Agent output should be reviewed through diffs, tests, accessible reading workflows, and small commits. Agentic workflows can be defined in Markdown with front matter, compiled into locked GitHub Actions workflow files, and monitored like other automation. The safe habit is to review the output, not just the promise.
An organization policy can change what someone sees.
Yes, an organization or enterprise can allow or block models, agents, MCP tools, custom instructions, and related features. Two learners can open the same version of VS Code and still have different options because their account, plan, region, or organization policy is different.
Now the money question, what are GitHub AI credits?
Copilot has plan entitlements, and GitHub also uses usage-based billing through GitHub AI credits for some AI activity. The May 2026 reference material points learners to current plan details, free plan limits, pro comparisons, and usage-based billing information after June 1, 2026. Prices and allowances are not workshop facts to memorize forever.
What kinds of Copilot activity might consume credits?
Check the current Copilot billing and usage pages for the exact answer on your account. In general, higher cost experiences can include premium model requests and agentic or review workflows, depending on the plan and product surface. Chat, edits, agent mode, cloud coding agents, code review, spaces, extensions, and premium models may be counted differently, while basic inline completions and plan included usage may be covered until a plan limit is reached.
So the honest answer is, do not assume every Copilot feature is billed the same way.
Exactly. Free plan users may have monthly caps and feature restrictions. In a workshop, use core prompts, smaller requests, and lighter models when possible. Avoid long agent loops unless they are necessary, and keep evidence of what you did. Recommend an upgrade only when the work actually needs more capacity or a feature that the learner does not have.
If I want to check my current access, where do I go?
On GitHub.com, open your account settings, find Copilot, and review your plan, usage, enabled features, and available models. If your Copilot access comes through a workplace or school, also check organization or enterprise settings if you have permission, or ask an admin what policies are applied. Your personal settings might not tell the whole story.
And in VS Code?
Open Copilot chat, then move through the controls near the bottom of the chat view. The mode selector and model selector are separate controls. Press space or enter to open a dropdown. In inline chat, some versions also expose a model control for that session. And if the interface changes, the command palette is still a good way to search for Copilot and chat commands.
Any accessibility checks while doing that?
Enable VS Code screen reader mode if it is not already enabled, and consider accessibility signals if they help you track events. Use accessible view for chat responses, inline suggestions, and code blocks. When comparing inline suggestions, the suggestions panel with Control plus Enter or CMD plus Enter and word-by-word acceptance can make review less rushed.
How should someone choose a model without memorizing model names?
Choose by task. For everyday coding and writing, a balanced default or auto selection is usually fine. For simple repetitive tasks, a faster model can be enough. For deep reasoning, debugging, or tricky architecture, choose a reasoning-oriented model if you have access.
And agentic work.
For agentic software development, use a model that is good with tools, planning, and multi-step changes. For visuals, choose a model that supports image input or visual understanding. The labels may change, but the question stays the same. What does this task require?
Where does auto model selection fit?
Auto lets Copilot choose a model for the request. It is helpful when you are not sure what fits, but you may want to override it when cost, latency, organization policy, reproducibility, or a specific capability matters. If you are documenting a result, say whether you used auto or a named model.
And models retire too.
They do. New models appear, old models retire, limits change, and availability can differ by plan, region, organization policy, and product surface. That is why a model list from a lesson is a snapshot, not a guarantee.
If I write documentation about Copilot models or billing, how do I keep it from going stale immediately?
Include the date you checked, link to official Copilot documentation, billing pages, change log posts, or VS Code release notes, and say where you observed the behavior. For example, mention whether you checked GitHub settings, the VS Code model picker, an organization policy page, or a billing dashboard. That gives the next reader a trail to verify.
The source material uses dated language like facts verified in May 2026.
That is a useful pattern. Write something like, verified May 2026, then quote only what the source actually says. If a learner or maintainer reads it later, they know whether to refresh the claim before relying on it.
Models are one part of Copilot behavior, but instructions are another. How do those fit in?
Custom instructions tell Copilot how to behave in a repository or workspace. A GitHub/copilotinstructions.md file can set repo-level guidance. AgentS.md can help in multi-tool or monorepo contexts. Claude.md may support cross-tool compatibility where available. And instructions.md files can use front matter and apply to patterns for scoped rules. Organization-level instructions can also apply for GitHub teams or enterprise setups.
What about old settings-based instructions?
The reference steers learners toward files instead of older settings-based task instructions. If Copilot ignores guidance, check whether the file is in a supported location, whether the glob pattern matches, whether another instruction conflicts with it, and whether organization instructions are overriding something. Diagnostics can also help you view loaded customizations and troubleshoot missing agents or slash commands.
So model choice is not the only lever.
Right? Context variables, custom instructions, chat mode, plugins, MCP tools, smart actions, spaces, organization policy, and account plan can all change the result. When Copilot surprises you, do not blame the model first. Check the whole setup.
How does this connect back to the course challenges?
Challenge 15 is browse first in the Accessibility Agent's Living Catalog. Learners are not required to fork that repository to complete the challenge. Completing Challenge 15 unlocks Challenge 16, titled Capstone Project, plus bonus challenges A through E as a structured path.
And the capstone is not limited to one repository.
Correct. Challenge 16 can accept contributions to Accessibility Agents, Glow, or another meaningful repository. A review-ready draft or a clear contribution plan can be valid evidence, especially when billing limits, organization policy, or model access affects what a learner can complete.
Where do the day one contributions happen?
In each learner's learning room repository. That is where the issue, branch, commit, pull request, and merge workflow happens. For Copilot-related evidence, name the workflow you used, the model or auto setting if relevant, the date, and any limits or policy restrictions you encountered.
So the takeaway is not memorize which model is best this month.
Right, check your access, choose a model by task, watch usage, review agent output carefully, and document any model or billing claim with a date and an official source. And when you are listening with a screen reader, keep accessible view close. It turns Copilot from a stream of motion into text you can actually inspect.